This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulidis, in New Delhi today. Mr. Christodoulidis arrived in New Delhi yesterday. He was received by Union Minister of State for Road Transport and Highways, Ajay Tamta, at the airport. He also visited Mumbai. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Konstantinos Kombos, Minister of Transport, Communications and Works, Alexis Vafads, senior officials and business leaders. This is the first visit of President Christodoulidis to India in his current capacity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the meeting of the Council of Ministers yesterday in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the meeting involved exchange of perspectives and best practices relating to boosting ease of living, ease of doing business, and how to further reforms in order to realize the shared dream of a Vikasit Bharat. Amid recent incidents targeting railway infrastructure and train operations, Railway Minister has urged passengers to remain alert during travel and immediately report any suspicious activity or individuals on railway premises through helpline number 139. The appeal came after a high-level security review meeting chaired by Railway Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw at Rail Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. Ministers of State for Railways, V. Somanna and Ravneet Singh Bittu, along with senior railway board officials and field officers from across the country, attended the meeting. The Calcutta High Court has ordered setting up a three-member special investigation team, SIT, of the CBI to probe the developments from the time the RJ Kaur Medical College's trainee doctor had dinner on the ill-fated night of August 2024 to her cremation. The young medic was raped and murdered in the hospital on the night of August 9, 2024. A division bench comprising Justices Shampa Sarkar and Tirthankar Ghosh yesterday said the CBI's Joint Director East will head the team. The other two members of the team would be decided within 48 hours of the court's order. Hamza Burhan, believed to be one of the masterminds behind the 2019 Pulwama terror attack that claimed the lives of over 40 CRPF personnel, was killed yesterday when unknown gunmen opened fire on him in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. He had been living undercover as a teacher in POJK following the Pulwama attack. He was targeted in Gojra, Muzaffarabad, where he came out of his college yesterday morning. Burhan, alias Arjuman Gulzardar, alias Doctor, a commander of the Al-Badr terror group, was designated as a terrorist by India in April 2022 for his involvement in a series of terror attacks in Jammu and Kashmir. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said that the U.S. is ready to sell as much energy to India is willing to buy. He said this while responding to a question about India being affected by high energy prices due to the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. The minister said this in the interaction with reporters in Miami as he embarked on a trip to Sweden and India. He also described India as a great partner and said his visit is important as it would give him an opportunity to meet with ministers from the Quad nations. Punjab police has arrested a Pathankot resident for spying for Pakistan-based handlers by installing internet-linked CCTV camera on the Pathankot-Jammu National Highway 44. Pathankot SSP Daljinder Singh Dhillon told Akashwani News that as per the preliminary investigation, the accused Baljeet Singh installed a CCTV camera near a bridge on the National Highway 44 to allegedly keep an eye on the movement of the army and paramilitary forces. Its live feed was shared with Pakistan-based ISI handlers. Police is also looking for his three more accomplices. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today paid tributes to Raja Ram Mohan Roy on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that through the establishment of the Brahmo Samaj, Raja Ram Mohan Roy awakened people against social superstitions. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Chennai Super Kings by 89 runs at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.